Hallelujah.
Let
him be glorified, the Almighty.
Add God the
mighty hand cloud
for
that great thanksgiving
has
reached him today.
In the
name of our Lord Jesus
Christ,
by the Holy Spirit,
who's worked
together with Pastor Robina, even the teacher Dixon,
to move
on lead you in that thanks. I request you sit down
and
we have something we speak about.
Let's
get on to move outside the field.
It
means we've been preparing the work outside the field. Moving on out into the field. We are going within the field. We enter. Now there are teams out there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
There
are teams out there.
Sintegeke.
They are not prepared at all. The players in there.
They've
been playing within the field with the stumblings, holes and the ditches. They have much pains. And they're very bold. And they can tackle you down.
Yeah. Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Na ye,
but
Bastani abali mbe mikwano,
the devils who are among the friends,
bazibu nyo okuruanyisa,
they are very hard to fight.
Okusinga Bastani abali mbarabe bafu,
more than the devils who are among our enemies. Yes.
Yes, ye bazibu nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
What
I want to share about today by the Holy Spirit,
the devils in our friends are difficult to be fought.
Basitani awali mikwano jafe, bazibu nyo kuruanyisa.
Than the devils in our enemies.
Okusinga basitani awali mbalabi bafe. Yes.
Yes, ye bazibu nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
We are going
to turn the world into our friends.
But
the devils who are in them. After we become their friends. The devils among them, we may fail to fight them.
This
begins right from here where we are. Satan, when they appear within your friends. It might be your wife. It might be your husband. It might be your child. Yes. Uncle or auntie, just as they are.
That
Satan is difficult to be fought. But Satan, who is in your enemies,
is
very easy to fight. For a reason that
friends
are not easy to be careful about. Yes. But enemies,
it's
easy spot the Satan who is in them. Sure. The Lord told me, now you are going. But you know that word. That Satan who is within friends
is
difficult to be fought. More than Satan who is in your enemies. Yes. For Satan who is in the friends,
it's
not easy to spot.
For
we forget to be careful with friends. But the enemies, every time we are watching over them and to be careful with them, right there it is easy us to see the Satan in them and we easily fight him. But Satan, and he's within friends, he is not easy. And them alone who can overcome him, they are those who inquire from the Lord. Don't inquire their own friends. No. They inquire from the Lord. And if they fail to inquire from the Lord, they cannot even overcome the Satan who is among their friends. Are we together?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why God there, he says, I hate those who do not inquire from me. I used to ask myself, why? We have friends.
Okay,
even in the Christ, we have friends, some other sects. Yes. Now me, I have Prophet Deborah, my wife, my first friend right there. Me too, I'm right on her side.
Even
children, they're friends to me. Yes. Princess Mercy,
Queen Elizabeth,
Queen Elizabeth.
Prince Salim,
they are my friends. Me too, I am their friends. Satan has come within them or through me. Then that one is very difficult. You know that they don't have any tension with me. What do you say about that?
Ha!
Satan out in the sorcerer, they see him immediately. It's easy to fight because you can even avoid the sorcerers. Yes, you can cast them far, speak all harsh words about them. But friends, if Satan comes within friends, what are you going to do?
That
can even take you time. You have not realized it. These are told us. Right now we're going to turn those Mormons, the evil ones, they become our friends. Sure. That's where we go. But here where we have been, outside the fields, we've been trying to analyze them.
And
when the wicked comes among us, we easily spot them. Now they're going to come, friends, what are we to do? That you think about it.
Others,
pastors in Uganda and the world, all ministers, all when we go in the call of the nation, we call all of them, we welcome all of them, and they are going to become our friends. Will we speak more of their wickedness or not?
Wanji,
we are going in the world. We turn them into our friends. Yes. Is it not that, brethren? Are they not going to become friends? What are we to do with them? How have you prepared yourself for they have told us the devils who among friends, they are not easy to fight. They are difficult to be fought more than those who are in our enemies.
Msumba.
Yes.
That
point.
Ish.
And indeed, now Satan is in my friend. In Luke chapter 16 and the verse
11,
this verse is going to be fulfilled as immediately as we reach the campaign. We are going to get friends out in the world. But Satan too is out there within them. What are we to do? I'm going to come from here as we move out into the world. Let's read we here.
Luka esura ya 16 n'olinyirwa 11.
Luke chapter 16 verse 11.
Kale bwe mutabenga besigwa ku mamona atali mutuukirivu, ani alibateresa obugagga obw'amazima?
If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to you trust the true riches? That people we're going to.
When
we go back to the verse
9,
I want us to come from there, we reach down there. We have to be faithful. Yes. Now to be faithful towards a person who is not faithful, it's a very big fight. You give them $1 million, go to mobilization, they steal the money. Tomorrow they come back, they have mercy on me, I want to get saved.
Okay.
Let's read this verse.
Luka esura ya 16 n'olinyirwa 9.
Luke chapter 16 verse 9.
Nange mbagamba nti mwekwanirenga emikwano mu mamona atali mutuukirivu, bwaliggwaawo babasembeze muweema ziri ezitaggwaawo.
And I say unto you, make to yourselves friends by the means of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when it fails, they may receive you into everlasting habitations. Yes.
Hey.
Make yourself friends in unrighteous mammon. These are in business.
Yes.
You know, all the people in the church, they are in business. In most people out there,
business,
they want miracles from God. Now we're going to make friends. Yes.
And
he said, if you fail, they may receive you in hell.
Everlasting habitation.
Everlasting habitation of theirs is hell and the lake of fire.
Ha.
The big trouble is right in this word.
That
if you make friends out there where we go,
you
cannot go redeem them without making them our friends. But there is even to fail in the mission. That if you fail, them too will welcome you in hell. Even the everlasting little fire. Now where trouble is, we have grown up here in the outside the fields. Sure.
We
don't know much things to be seduced and enticed by men and women.
Spent
many years not moving within the world.
Now we're going
to move, then make them our friends.
But
they entice in every evil act. What are you to do there? Yes. You know Satan. The devils were among friends. They are not easy to fight. They are not like the ones in our enemies. Yes.
Wanji?
Are we together? How have you prepared yourself? This compare it. And you are failing to see the mistakes of your friend. They might be your husband. They might be your wife. Might be your friend.
Girls,
we move by, we move with friends. Many times in our own yards which we are in, all lower, those higher than us. We have friends of children.
Instead
of pass through people like that,
he
can beat you down when you are not aware of it. But if you are a woman, can you confront that husband and you tell him that is a senseless man? There are women who overcame that issue, a few of them. Yes. You know Abigail. Sure.
Had
a husband, and Satan passed through the husband to always trouble Abigail. But she reached, told the King David, her husband, his Nabal, which means a senseless man. Who can gather herself up and see the Satan who is in her friend or his friend? And who can be careful of their friends? How we shall do it out in the world where we go. Let's read in the first Samuel.
Samuel ekisoke sura ya 25 n'olunyiru ya 25.
First Samuel chapter 25 verse 25.
Nkwegayiridde mukama wange oleme okusaayo omwoyo eri omuntu oyo owa Beriyali Nabali, kuba erinnya lye nga bwe liri, naye bwali bw'atyo. Nabali lye linnya lye, n'obusirusiru buli naye. Naye nze omuzaana wo, saala babalenzi mukama wange be yatuma.
Let not my lord, I pray you, regard this man of Beriyali, even Nabal, for as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, and fury is with him. But I, your handmaid, saw not the young men of my lord when you did send. Yes. You know this woman. She had already analyzed the husband. She knew how he worshipped Satan. He said that man is of Beriyali. Yes. It also analyzed everything concerning him. And even the name. They are people. And they analyze. They are not just with their friends. Neither are their wife or husbands.
I
even know the meaning of his name.
Know
what a name means? It means Nabal. It means much fury is with him. It means this woman. She analyzed this man. I've seen foolishness which is in this man. Yes, the husband.
Okay.
When you have friends and they sit down in them many times, it appears to be a problem to fight them. Many times we are careless with them. Yes. And times we think there is no innate or harm which can reach us passing through friends. And we think perhaps Satan cannot pass through friends because we think perhaps they have closed those of Satan towards our lives.
Those
things are very hard.
Up to
today they have been hurt right here. Yet when they are hurt here, yet we move on to make friends in the world.
A
trouble has come then. Who has been analyzing the other?
Wanji.
Teacher Isaac. How is hope urim?
You know. Why is standing at him?
What Satan is in your friend is not easy then.
Your
brethren and say that thing.
Wanji,
are we together?
Kakati,
now,
omukuru yobu,
Job,
alaba stand mukazi,
sees Satan in his wife.
Tuogere side zombie.
We speak both sides. I don't want you to get an excuse on me. I want to understand the message I
will give.
Now, Job, ask Esau. You've spoken like these foolish women. Yes, Lucifer.
Job
was a very gentleman.
And
analyzed this wife of his. And he saw Lucifer in her. Friends. Are not usually easy.
Even
fear attempts to tell them they are foolish. At times they do things of foolishness, you fail to tell them that.
Ate,
and
Nabagambi,
even those told,
Banyiga.
They get angered.
Yes,
there is a point where sin has passed that you killed their friend. Out in the world, where are we going?
They
told us after we've turned those to our friends, if we fail to get them from their unrighteousness, then they will welcome us in the everlasting death, in hell and the lake of fire. And they say, if you go for your friend out in the world, you'll be careful lest you'll take it also. But many times, when we shall reach there, let me tell you, if you are not ready to speak any wickedness which is upon your friends, you will reach there, all things we called wrong, you call them good. That world is not easy.
You
to make them into friends, but I don't know. I have seen here battles and fights of clothing well, conducting yourself in matters of fear of God. Even some are taught them by force. Out we go, there's a group of friends we are going into. Field of manners you always retained and behaviors.
But now
friends, I don't know whether you'll be able to speak anything about them. Let's read in Job, we see.
Job chapter 2, verse
9.
Awo mukazi we namugamba nti okyanywezezza obutayonoona abwo, wegaane Katonda ofe.
Then said his wife unto him, do you still retain your integrity? Curse God and die.
Olinyolwe 10.
Verse 10.
Naye namugamba nti, Oyogerango omukubakazi abasirusiru bwe boogera, owa tunaweebwanga birungi mu mukono gwa Katonda ne tutaweebwa bibi. Mwebe byonna Yobu teyonoona mimwaje.
But he said unto her, you speak as one of the foolish women speaks. What shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this, did not Job sin with his lips? Yes.
Omanyi.
You know.
Mukazi yavayo na abwatula we chigamba.
The woman came out, spoke a word to him.
Agamba Yobu.
And she told Job,
ochanywezizo butayonona.
You still hold your integrity?
Wegane Katonda ofe.
You curse God and die.
Ha.
Job, in looking in this, he saw a fool. But his language was indeed pure. He did not tell her, "You foolish woman." He said, spoken like one of the foolish women. But let me ask you, who speaks through the woman? Remember, contentions of Satan with God was, Job has to deny God. And the voice which came through this woman, it was not of that woman. You will read Job chapter 1. And you come from verse 6 downwards. And Job chapter 2 from verse 1 downwards. I'm not going to go much into explaining that. But the one who was trying to see that Job denies God, it was Satan. But on this time, the voice speak to God to deny God. Is within his friends. His wife.
Best friend.
The best friend. As we saw in 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 25, the man is a sorcerer.
He
does all form of fury as his name is. Entices the woman had to do sin. These are great friends.
I didn't know even that
combination.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Abantu abasinga.
Most people
stand in a sura.
Satan will make them fall.
Aita mikwano je.
Pass through their friends. And Satan cannot use a person who is very far from you to make you fall. No. Even when you look in the faults you've been committing, and not you who invented them, it was your friend. It was that you turned into your friend. But won't you have friends? You know, Satan is one who spies our freedom.
But
does not come spy it direct. He has to bring you friends through which he will pass. Yes. He does not spy liberty elsewhere. Have you seen a person spying from far? You cannot. Now, though you use satellites and you spy Uganda in America, you throw them close to territory of Uganda. Are we there?
Now,
where we come from and where we are going, we have friends there. People say, chase us from friends. No, I'm not chasing you from friends. I say like this. Satan who passed through friends is very difficult to be to fight more than one who is in the enemies.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, how have you prepared yourself? In Galatians chapter 2, verse 4, it says this. Galatians chapter 2, verse 4.
Naye olw'abo oluganda ab'obulimba abayingizibwa mu kyama, abayingira mu kyama okuketta eddembe lyaffe lye tulina mu Kristo Yesu okututeeka mu buddu.
And because of false brethren brought in unawares, who came in secretly to speak out our liberty which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage. Yes. Who sent them? I wanted us to speak two sides.
We
have friends among us, the full knowledge.
Right.
From our wives and our husbands,
Abana,
the children,
where
we are in the same age mates, even those above us, even lower in age, all those are friends. But if
you've
not been able to see, Satan enter in them, he will be hard then. And out where we are going,
we are
going to make ourselves friends out in the world. Yes. But there are those going to come, and they have come to spy our liberty. Who has sent them? It is Satan. They will become great friends. And they offer and sow cars, houses. Accounts they will empty them and bring. But some of them. There is no enemy is going to overcome us when it's far from us. But one who is near us. Right there, where are we going to do? You speak to your brethren. What are we to do?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Banang.
Brethren. You know you're rejoicing, we are moving out. And I do not want you to stop that rejoicing. But the one who said, he said, rejoice with fear.
Serve
the Lord with fear and tremble. He was right. If we shall fully get to rejoicing and we lose control and focus.
I am
going to go in the Psalms this time. Let's first finish here. Let's read verse 4 and 5.
Galatians chapter 2
in the verse 4.
Na yoru abaluganda abobulimba abayingizibwa mu kyama. Abayingira mu kyama okuketta eddembe lyaffe lye tulina mu Kristo Yesu okututeeka mu buddu.
And because of false brethren brought in unawares, who came in secretly to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they may bring us into bondage.
Olinyo lw'okutaano.
Verse 5.
Abo tetwabagonderako sawa n'emu okufugibwa bo. Amazima nti amazima genjiri ganywerenga jemuri.
To whom we yielded in subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel may it continue with you.
Yeah.
Yes. The way is like this. The problem I've seen you much many times in full knowledge. That's when they come and they claim to be. You subject your whole of yourselves. And you power and you yield. My goodness, you are going to fall. God has given you knowledge. But the problem, you do not know how to balance friends. And all our entire lives, friends have been hard even right here.
To
tell them this, what you do is wrong. Break, rebuke them at least. These men, they say, them the way they did before they went far, subjected to yielding those people in their ways,
it's
what they first rejected. That gospel which was brought that it may stand strong. Brethren, we are going to get friends out in the world.
Any
time they call us where we go to introduce the call, the worldwide call, which is on our nation, Uganda. People are always excited.
And
immediately they come to request be prayed for.
You
are right in my call that I've been yearning for. What am I to do to join on you? But I see you. My God. Satan is going to attack you. If you do not hold that aspect. To learn to fight Satan who is in the friends. Even laughs. Even draws plans there. Even take you out for luncheon.
But mwemuni mumwe atenze mwami tatwala
ngo you among you who claim your husband is not taking you out
at tukura
been at full knowledge not working, you have a list
gweno
I feel I'm not contented with him or her.
Baba,
my friends, we're going to get friends.
Hello
They are going to draw you.
My husband is not friendly.
Have you manifested friendliness with him and he refused?
Tanyumia.
He does not converse with me. What you converse with him and he does not answer. But when you pass on the road,
no,
and you find those who converse with you on the work,
and those
converse as they are spying something on you. When you come back, you frown the face at home. He does not converse. You, what did you converse? He never answered. I asked him why he delayed. Is that a story? A conversation? Or a conversation begins like that? Now where trouble is, if you don't learn fight the friends who manifest within friends, he will beat you a fallen, you will never rise. Let's first read the next verse. Galatians chapter 2, verse 6.
Ntinaye abatenderezebwa okuba abakulu ngawe bali chechimu jendi nti
Galatians 2, verse 6.
Naye abatenderezebwa okuba abakulu nga bwe baali kyekimu gyendi Katonda tasosola mu bantu abatenderezebwa nze tebanyongerako kintu.
But of these who seemed to be somebody, whatsoever they were, it makes no matter to me. God accepts no man's person, for they who seemed to be somebody in conference added nothing to me.
Yes.
Yes. Ask yourself first. Those you say they have come become your friends.
Rainbows.
For the stories. And they deceive you that they are good at conversing. They added what on you? Still when you had them before. Still you came out empty from there.
And your
field of sorrow and things like those. Apostle Paul has things he saw. You know you've never seen. You are a musician. There are musicians of the world that join on you and begin to befriend you. They teach us how to sing gospel. And they are rascals that are targeting your life. Others, they are recipients. They will become friends to you. Others, they are homosexuals. Others they have come to make you fall into fornication and morality.
Apostle
wanted to sing one song with you. You know you sang. And we start sit together.
Now
trouble came already. Before we found them and even said when he passed through them, we immediately beat him. Now they are going to draw close to us. They will become friends.
Yeah.
My. We are going to find there those he. Yes.
But bishops,
they can't be friends.
But
you see, all along they never loved us. Bishops you have on televisions.
No,
we have a place, a certain bishop we were at. His place. Who is going to replace this Rwele? He sent
a
message everywhere that we are friends of this conference. But of course we're going.
We
are moving. We friendship in them. For in them, there is that seed that are children of God. Who are rebellious, some of them. Rebellious children.
Backsliders.
Backsliders.
Disobedient
children. They are children. How they bring suggestions which can move this gospel, big suggestions. Yes.
You
would have gone even on this television.
We become
friends already before you moved there. But where trouble is, and we've been careful with them when they were far from us.
And
they said that in them we eat. Quickly spotted him. And when they have become friends, there is going to become chaos at that point. Yes. You may never speak again of those clothing the tight panties. The leggings. You two, we have still been fighting with you. Now you're going to get supporters. When I say groupings of people here, you find those still with
the
heads, they pass together, they connect easily. May I see them?
As
they think I don't see. I see. Those who seem rebellious a little. Those fighting their husbands, they too have their grouping. Out there, the men of fighting husbands are going to get those friends.
Waji,
are we there?
Obade nomtuwa munene na yeri jetugende eri wali abantu
mwe. Big head, but where we are going there, many with big heads.
Eyo la baba jemu abali ne mitwe
jitachuka. Those with rebellious heads changing. They are conversing so much with each other.
Bananda gambo ako basingana muguru.
Those you cannot speak anything on them, you find them two in their group. Are you out there?
Those
who are volatile, they have a group, even the Wisekers. And if they are on the like mediums like WhatsApp, when they put a comment there, presses a group they want to press, they all give comments on it. May I see? Even on Medium.
Hey, comedian. Waji. mikwano kijo olina ujetegereza osobolengera
Satan
yali.
Can you see the Satan in them?
Ero yambi otyo kumugoba.
And how have you helped to chase him?
Mutume bwafulumya okunenya.
When apostle is rebuked by the spirit,
abali mu line enenyezebwa.
Those in the line being rebuked,
bekubira ku masimu.
They make phone calls to each other.
Message wajibulide.
Did you hear the message?
Yagenderedde ffe.
He targeted us.
Atuba mwe mwabadde n'emputu.
If it's you had beheaded us, it would have targeted who?
Yes, you get a comfort.
It can't speak of beheadedness, it's you with it. Are you there and you always make those phone calls? Now,
you
are friends, you have your Satan in the midst there.
Yeye abalemeramu okumulwanyisa.
He failed you to fight him in yourselves.
Abemizezi zo basingana mu group.
Those with them same manners you find them in a group. Yes.
Abaina stani abalemeredde.
Those with Satan who failed on them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Wali muna abakazi rana abasajja.
There even men and women.
Abazibikiriza zibikiriza abantu ba
Who cover up their spouses that me, I will still be able to maintain this person and bear them. Now they took us in the courts. We saw the enemy in your friend, you fell on that enemy. Yes. We are going in rejoicing out there. I joined upon masses every time. We are praised.
Satan
is going to pass in that situation. What is an apostle? Why don't you give prophecy which is interesting to hear? How dare you say Satan is going to come among? They say no one spy and they come from far. Heard well Galatians what he told you. Chapter 2. Verse 4 up to 6. They come within spy our liberty. And they become great friends. And they give us gifts.
They
even give us big gifts. But the Holy Spirit in the Psalms said, serve the Lord with fear. Rejoice with trembling. Be careful at that point. We don't say don't rejoice.
We rejoice
as going on the gospel in the world.
We
take the call of the nations. That to the nation Uganda. From there 2022, we go to call nations to work with God in the final work with two major reasons.
Hinder
devil stand the world to Sodom and Gomorrah. The second, prepare our nations coming back of the Lord Jesus in the final work. Fulfill God's last agenda on the earth of refreshing all things. Yes. Do revival and restoration of all things of heaven and earth.
Did you know
the way they were to be, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever? But we have to be careful there. Don't you see you're seated here? When they will see you among those of full knowledge, they will know these are the ones who need to be friends.
In
every position you're going to be, all your ministration, wherever you will stand, yes. Let's first read here, we see.
Zaburi esule yokubiri n'olinyore 10.
Psalms chapter 2 verse 10.
Kale kaakano mube n'amagezi mwe bakabaka muyige mwe abasala omusango gw'ensi.
Be wise now therefore, O you kings, be instructed, you judges of the earth.
Verse 11.
Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling.
Yes.
You serve the Lord with fear.
What if
I mean trap the Lord with fear? And the heading of evil,
amalala,
pride, arrogance, a powerful mouth. Proverbs 8 verse 13. And be ready. Proverbs 16 verse 6.
To
help those men depart from evil.
Serve
the Lord with fear.
We are going to be standing gentle,
our fear, we know it. Hating evil,
amalala,
pride,
esukuti,
arrogance,
half-fast
mouth.
And
to help many depart from evil,
as we
speak to them the words of God. Jeremiah 23 verse 22, that if you had studied the gospel of God's words,
has
been all this learning and full knowledge,
have
caused people understand his words and they live their evil ways and they live their evil acts, now you reach there,
then
you fear because they have become your friends. How can I speak anything about them? How can I speak truth? And you'll be rejoicing in that moment. But they say rejoicing with trembling. And the fear never ceases to be on you.
And
you know that in the time you can be attacked. You repeat that Psalms we say. Psalms chapter 2, verse 11.
Muweleze mukama nokutia, era musanyuke nokukankana.
Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling.
Olinyole 12.
Verse 12.
Munywegere omwana alimu okusunguwala, namwe ne mubula mu kkubo, kubanga obusungu bwe buli bubuuka mangu. Balina omukisa bonna abamweyuna ye.
Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way when his wrath is kindled. But a little, blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Yes. We have to serve the Lord with fear. Is to hate evil.
It's
helmet depart from evil. And we rejoice with trembling. And we think that
in
the midst of joy, it's where Satan will pass his skin. But again he said, kiss the Son, that you do not get lost on the way. For in our journey, the wrath of God will never be kindled again on us. God had patience with us when we were outside of the field. But as soon as we move out,
he
not fail to quickly meet the wicked who shame him. It will happen immediately. But how are you to kiss the Son? You have to keep inquiry from him every time.
Whether
they bring money or what, God, has it come from you?
Yet,
I don't know how many are ready to ask and inquire. If God asks you, if you go here or you don't go, and you fight with him, those who pass and learnt it, learnt it. And those who failed, they failed it. I do not know who will pass it outside the field.
Yeah?
Are you going to learn it out in the field?
Then Lord has been teaching
you, inquire from him, you rebel, and you move the way you want.
Hmm. Kati bwotambula gy'oyagala
wafumira, he stops you as soon as you move in the world. All demons which waited eagerly when are you coming, which
have
not got there at the best at full knowledge, they wait you out in the desert. Nowhere they baptized Jesus, they were not there. They knew he will be filled of the Spirit, will cause us to be beaten.
Let's
wait him in the desert. As he'll be moving, as the Spirit has brought him, we challenge him to see whether he hearkens to the Holy Spirit. What it tells him to answer. That point.
Many times
when God trains us, and when he gives us tests, he really tell us that you are within tests. And when he trains, it's hard to tell you that he's training you. Told you anytime he teach you, he's teaching you to profit. He has to lead you the way you have to go. Many times God has been teaching us, and we accept his instruction, yet we do not allow him to lead us.
We
ourselves go into things we want. Most we've not liked to inquire. God has been teaching us knowing it. When you will learn to keep inquiring from him,
hold
onto him every time. Kiss the son that you do not get lost on the way. My. You have been always rebelling. Even many knocks, many problems. The sick and the weak. And you have committed things because you did inquire. Even some of you are about to die. But now you see, you know a little about this world. And God knows it much up to its end.
He
trained you on that standard which can make friends in the world, and you change them, and they never change you.
Yet
things he trained you which could help you,
they
are ones you fought with. Let's read the verse 12.
Zaburi yesule yokubiri n'olinyore 12.
Psalms chapter 2, the verse 12.
Munyogero omwana alimo okusunguwala namwe ne mubula mukubo kubanga obusungu bwe buli bubuka mangu balina omukisa bonna abamwesigaye.
Kiss the son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. You kiss the son. Hold and kiss him, lest he get angry and we perish on the way.
And his
wrath will be kindled quick and we be beaten. What is to cause him angry? You mean Zephaniah? Chapter 1, verse 6.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's read, we see.
Zephaniah esule soka nolinyoro mukaga.
Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 6.
Nabo abaze enyuma, obutagoberera mukama. Nabo abatanonyanga mukama, ne wankubadde okumubuuza.
And those that are turned back from the Lord, and those that have not sought the Lord, nor inquired for him. Yes. You know he hates. He feels anger. You depart from him. You return. You refuse to inquire from him.
So,
we are going to, that is apostle. They are
gamba.
But he said, people strive like with the, not as if they are striving with the priests. Yes. The seasons which have been, and you cannot inquire from the Lord direct, and he teach you through the minister is put before you. A time will reach and you can no more access him, and you learn to inquire from the Lord. Right there you will inquire from him direct. Now trouble came.
You've
been in a fight, you don't want to inquire. Some you grew proud that you to inquire from the Lord as you. Inquire, if I inquire of him in my bedroom, does he not answer? Your life knocked not a few times until God reached me in your life to guide it. Are we together? But as you had been guided 50%, and you thought you had learned things of being guided. Now we move to the world you do not know of well. Yes. Someone say, I know it. In it, how many demons are there? And how many demons you know are preparing for you? Aunt, your friends among angels, how many do you have? For to confront demons of the world must have many friends of the angels. I speak those men to minister with you. Yes. For those to be with us, they have to be many than those in the world. But all manners, let's speak of women. For you say, for the sake of angels, a woman ought to have a sign of rulership. Proud, you do not allow to be ruled. Angels to be with you on what issue? That's why we try to subject you, that you humble. That you get those angels. But then you failed on them. Things then have become worse. Angels too cannot come your way before you have a sign of rulership.
Of
rulership. Authority. Yes. The man rules over who they subject. You have been chasing angels. They tell the man you are the head. It became the tail. The woman refused to cook.
No, correct.
And you did what? I cooked it myself. Yet you want and they told you to be a bishop, you must have ruled over people of your house.
They
say you rule subject of them. Their heads
are hardened.
Yes. Can I tell you that you cry, grind that maize, corn, until and it's not hardened?
Maybe
they subject people of your house. They say they have big heads. Yes.
Have
you humbled?
Or
we add on the grinder of the court. They go in the court, they come from there. Some have not humbled. Maybe we add you ahead to the elders of the church. Those who know the secrets of the kingdom.
Because
of the cause for the kingdom. And they cast you for your rebellion and changing it. When you reach the court of the elders, nothing good you'll find in it. They will just cast you from there. You still fear the courts of the judges.
Those
who can take the curse from you, they are musicians. They are ones who can sink and they turn you to another person.
Then
to inquire from office of the teaching priest whether the Lord will be present to change those people.
The system is not finished,
it's broad.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's go back to Zephaniah. Let's come from verse 5.
Zephaniah esule soka nolinyolokutano.
Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 5.
Nti nabo abasinziza eje eliyo muguru kunyumba waguru. Nabo abasinza abalayira mukama nga abalayira malukamu.
And those that worship the hosts of heaven upon the housetops, and those that worship and that swear by the Lord, and yet swear by Malcolm. Verse 6.
Nabo abaze nyuma obutagoberera mukama. Nabo abatanonyanga mukama newankubadde okumubuuza.
And those that are turned back from the Lord, and those that have not sought the Lord, nor inquired of him. Verse 7.
Gunira awali mukama katonda. Kubanga unakuruwa mukama luli kumpi. Kubanga mukama ategese sadaka. Okutukuziza nti. Atukuziza abagenyi be.
Hold your peace at the presence of the Lord God. For the day of the Lord is at hand. For the Lord has prepared a sacrifice. He has bidden his guests. Yes. On the 14th.
15
years guests. They are going to come from the four corners of Uganda. But that as I leave it there, he hates those who never inquire from him. Brethren, ask yourself how many times have you inquired from the Lord on the things you do. And if he's hated you, you know now you are his enemy, you are not his friend. This mentality of not inquiring, it will make you knock. People are going to come.
It's
the guests, those the Lord has called.
And
those coming are not our guests. They are of the Lord. We
tell
our ambassadors of God to welcome them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the main trick, all as we've been careful about them, it involves inquiring. And King David, on the day he never inquired, the day Satan was too much on him. I've gone far in all those words. But King David, I don't expect that he inquired from the Lord that Uriah's wife, should I go with her? Yet King David inquired many things from the Lord. And the day he counted the people, Satan was right on his side and he never inquired from the Lord. The things you do and you do not want to inquire from the Lord. I'm sure one who fails you inquire is Satan himself, and he targets will never make you fall. At least God to beat you. Your friend God himself to beat you. God hates them who never inquire from him. But there is where he speaks.
Ezekiel Jeremiah. That there are
seasons we pass through and we cannot inquire from him.
In those seasons he
put
Ezekiel.
Prophet Jeremiah, Ezekiel. Ezekiel 14. And him alone. One day can inquire through. There are sins which are on people in those days.
And
they could not inquire from the Lord direct. And if they were to inquire, they had where they passed.
We
passed through those seasons.
We've
moved them. Those who passed tests, there are a few.
Even
if you pass tests, they can say you have passed up to 60% or 50%. All those in 40 they pass, they fail. 30
but
to be 40 and 30 and 20 and you failed. Even those of 10, 5%,
0, 0. It means
one required and they gave up after them to failed. If the one who never inquired.
Okay.
Let's read here, we see.
Ezekiel sura ya 14.
Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 1.
Awabamu abomba kadde ba Israeli ne bajja chendi ne batula maso gange.
Then came certain of the elders of Israel unto me and sat before me.
Olinyolo kubiri.
Verse 2.
Awe chigambo kya Mukama ne chinjira nga kyogera.
And the word of the Lord came unto me saying.
Olinyolo kusatu.
Verse 3.
Nti omwana w'omuntu. Abasajja bano batutte ebifaananyi byabwe mu mutima gwabwe era batadde enkonge ey'obutali butuukirivu mu maaso gaabwe. Nyinza ntya abo okumbuuza n'akamu kokka.
Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their hearts and put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their faces. Should I be inquired of at all by them? Yes. They would not inquire from me. You know what he was saying? The idols in their hearts. And they filled with their foolishness, immorality, lusts of things. Not the stubbornness moved in the world. He said they would not inquire from me. Now the prophet Ezekiel, Jeremiah were there then.
These
reached a time they had to go to them and inquire from on their behalf before the Lord. God does not say you cannot inquire from him.
But
when you look to in the eras we pass through and what we pass through,
to
take out the filth from the hearts. When we inquired from him, he could not answer as we were still in that state.
He
had to set up a person whom he take out all those. Where this were to go and they inquire from him. Until them to align themselves. Still now aligning yourselves, you failed. When you reach out, how will you inquire from him? There are some people who insist on an issue before God. God,
how
you don't answer me, I've asked from you.
You inquire
from me with all that your unrighteousness. And he never answer anything.
So,
brethren, all the time God has been praying us to inquire him.
For out,
where we go, there are many things going to come. There is money going to come from under the ocean. Sacrifice, all form of sacrifice on it. Don't inquire from the Lord, tell you take it or do not take it. The time you hold it, you will be finished. There are cars which come from underground bankers. And they are made there of the devils. There are shoes.
In
them is blood flow within them. Out is going to come many things from the world. All they are not to be accepted. Not everywhere they will call us to go sing that we shall go there to sing. But I know that some of you will escape. But after you have escaped, whatever you will find out there, you will tell it to us when you've come back. Or you will cry tears in them as you've fallen in hell.
Yeah,
those will escape from among us.
Yes.
How they will persuade you in all ways. You know, even Judas Baviri was a very good musician.
And
she never allowed to go sing in the concerts of musicians of the world.
If
she ever refused even awards they gave her. What did they do to end up giving it to her? And you know, even the musician Bugembe never sang among musicians of the world. Yes. But how did they persuade him? He got friends.
The Bebe cool
Bobby Wines.
The Chameleon.
That is, he claimed he will go to change them. I saw they are ones who changed him.
Wanji?
Are we together?
And the numbers
for the songs now they are right on YouTube. They are going to boost them, reach everywhere. And you have tens of thousands of people.
They
call in America, in China, to sing. We have $1 million. You come sing for us. You first count $1 million. Also, I'll call you when I've reached there. I tell him the emergence of God in Gampita. Friends, how are they going to be many? Many. The wicked and the good out in the world. They all love the good things. And we have them. Now it means we're going to receive two groupings of people, of the good and the wicked. Both of them love the good things. The wicked do not love bad things. They love the best even.
Hallelujah.
Don't refuse to rejoice. We are in the sense of rejoicing. They say we rejoice with trembling. We kiss the sun.
Lest
he get angered. And we get lost on the way. It's not us who have been the first to stand. Even Apostle John Mulinde has ever proclaimed the call of the nation as the revelation God gave him. But today, where did he disappear from? Perhaps they would arise. But there are things which happened. They sent him to be the bears. Gathers up pastors to tell them what to do.
And
they began telling him what to do. Then trouble has come.
Hallelujah.
Now what we are onto is this. That if I reach out in the world. Here we are going to sit with the meetings and they give suggestions. But what to do, we know it.
And
when there's no reason in the line of God,
no
matter how much money they raise, we shall not touch it.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We are going to get friends we already got. Even the advert on the 21st. To play it in the entire Teso region. We go to radios there. Now, always get used to inquire from the Lord. Let's add a few verses.
Ezekiel chapter 14, verse
4.
Kale yogera nabo obagabe nti bwati wayogera Mukama Katonda nti buli muntu ow'omunyumba ya Isirayiri atwala ebifaananyi bye mu mutima gwe n'ateeka enkonge ey'obutali butuukirivu bwe mu maaso ge n'ajja eri nnabbi nze Mukama ndi muddamu mu ebyo ng'olufulube lw'ebifaananyi bye bwe luli.
Therefore speak unto them and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, every man of the house of Israel that sets up his idols in his heart and puts the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face and comes to the prophet, I, the Lord, will answer him that cometh according to the multitude of his idols. Yes. You know, when you come to a prophet, because you cannot pass go inquire direct from the Lord for your sins. That prophet there aligning himself all the time. Come inquire, God will answer you.
And
where trouble has been, some they speak their brethren. The Lord says, as I say, apostle. That is apostle himself. But he has said, when they come to a prophet to inquire, I, the Lord, will answer them. What have you been saying? If you've not been able to hear the voice of the Lord pass through me, will you hear him in the world? But what surprised most? In the world, there are all kind, many kinds of voices. There are many lords.
At least
me, I was able to separate out the voice of God and don't give you another.
For
he gave me light of his word. And I discern that's what God has answered you. That's no. You had to learn, pass through me, discern the voice of God answering you.
You
just hardened yourself, looked yourself. Pastor Godfrey, who has been answering you? It's the Lord who's been answering. I've always had people say, the others worship apostle, that the Lord said. Now you failed to hear God, and I can discern his voice and I give it to you. What are you to do in the world, you? Let him be there. Your brother said, the Lord said, no, that is apostle. But even you, one sent of God, speaks the words of God. And you call me an apostle, and you refuse, I do not speak the words of God. Now see. Now time has come. You
will
not be accessing me to inquire from me.
You
have to inquire and suddenly hear from him. Me too. Already thought I followed them, they inquire from me. Let us repeat this verse.
Ezekiel chapter 14,
verse 4.
Kale yogera nabo obagambe nti bwati wayogera Mukama Katonda nti buli muntu ow'omunyumba ya Isirayiri atwala ebifaananyi bye mu mutima gwe n'ateeka enkonge ey'obutali butuukirivu bwe mu maaso ge n'ajja eri nnabbi Nze Mukama ndi muddamu mwebyo ng'olufulube lw'ebifaananyi bye bwe luli.
Therefore, speak unto them and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, every man of the house of Israel that sets up his idols in his heart and puts the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face and comes to the prophet, I, the Lord, will answer him that cometh according to the multitude of his idols. The Lord self answered, pass through the prophet. Those who are to go there to say, the Lord told us. You know what they said? Jeremiah told Ezekiel told us. Ezekiel told us. A trouble came to them.
And
that make people scratch their heads. The Lord said, no. You always
preach
that is apostle. Apostle told you. And the good thing God has answering you asks the multitude of your sins are. And then you see a person you have lied to. And Apostle Peter one day said, you have not lied to man, but the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord. Praise Jesus. So God has put you many years. He teach you, align yourself that you can move to inquire from him. And he teach you his voice. Pass it through a human being who can discern it.
Now,
time has come, you have to hear him any place you inquire from him. My God. And me when you will come.
And
I enter Jeremiah 42. I first hide myself. Let's read from verse 1 and 2.
Yeremia esulayana mubiri nori nyiri olisoka.
Jeremiah chapter 42, verse 1.
Awabami bonna, abebitongole, neyo kanani, mutabani wakaleya, ne yezania, mutabani wakosaya, nabantu bonna okuva mu buto kumuto okutuka kumukuru.
Then all the captains of the forces, and Johanan, the son of Keliah, and Jezaniah, the son of Hosiah, and all the people from the least, even unto the greatest, came near. Verse 2.
Nebasembera, nebagamba Yeremia nabi, nti, tukwegayiride, okusaba kwaffe, kukirizibwe joli, otusabire eri Mukama Katonda wo. Ngosabira ekitundu kino kyonna ekifisseewo kubanga tusigaddewo batono fekka abaabanga abangi ng'amasogo bwe gatulaba.
And said unto Jeremiah the prophet, let we beseech you, our supplication be accepted before you, and pray for us unto the Lord your God, even for all these remnants, for we are left but a few of many, as your eyes do behold us. Verse 3.
Mukama Katondawo atulage kubo elitugwanira okutambuliramu ng'ekigambo ekitugwanira okukola.
That the Lord your God may show us the way in which we may walk and the thing that we may do. Verse 4.
Awo Yeremia nabbi n'abagamba nti mbawulidde laba nasaba Mukama Katonda wamwe ng'ebigambo byammwe bwe biri. Kale olulituuka kyonna Mukama kyali baddamu ndikibabuulira siribakisa kigambo kyonna.
Then Jeremiah the prophet said unto them, I have heard you. Behold, I will pray unto the Lord your God according to your words, and it shall come to pass that whatsoever thing the Lord shall answer you, I will declare unto you. I will keep nothing back from you.
Yeah.
Yes.
The
rich desire that to go beseech him.
He
had refused, hidden from them. You inquire from the Lord on our behalf.
Inquire
from the Lord what they did to him. You read it in the verse 44. Verse 15.
I've
heard all what you've spoken in the name of the Lord. But we are not going to do them. It's not God who has spoken it. Those are your words. You've spoken them in the name of the Lord, you man. These people are very hard. But God has been training us all this time. Trained us to report our friends cause of sin. Right from our wives and our husbands. Children. Some of us we've hardened. Told us out when you get friends will be able to handle them, get sins from them. But
we're
blocking them, some of us.
Yet
don't be surprised when you fail out there. Always remember you failed in the training.
Wanji?
He's trained us to inquire. Even going to my work. Even going to the city. Now the world we're going to. There are many lords.
We've
been for a long time been trained the voices of God. You understand the speech of God. At least it's filtered out for you. No, when he asks you how do they appear.
What's
not told you how do they appear, how do they am. All those saw as if they were pressing your life. You know, nation of Israel. They rebelled against God for not knowing his speech. For he spoke with them and they never understood his speech. God to stop you all this time. Didn't want to answer you direct. Until he speaks with the apostle who is there. You learn his speech. God answer in a way. And you've been fighting against it. Things
unto
those who have not been hearing well the voice of God. You said apostle telling us today it is dawned to you things to get hard. I'm beginning move around. I'm not there. You can no more access me. You will make phone calls. I don't hold them. For meetings.
Oh,
I'm preaching where God has sent me. I've been there all the time. You don't inquire. You don't. One who inquire, you say it's me was
asking
you. You fail analyze to hear the voice of God. Let's read in John chapter 8. 43.
Yokane sura ya munana nolinyirwa lwana musatu.
John chapter 8 verse 43.
Chiche chibalobedde okutegeera enjogera yange. Kubanga temuyinza kuulira kigambo kyange.
Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my words. What refuse to hear? Understand the speech of God. What we told you them themselves.
You rebelled even in the study
just as we are right here. Apostle can preach. Instead of saying God is telling us, the words of him, you don't understand them. But you're going to understand the speech.
For
one who understands his words, when you hear where I answer you, you can know that it's God who is answering you. If you hear voice of his words, That's why all angels were trained the same thing. They fulfilled the word of God. They fulfilled the commandment of God. They
fulfilled
the voice of His words.
They
are specialized to hear a voice. It's God who is spoken. It's the way you've been trained here all this time. And you waited to tell you,
thus
saith the Lord.
Are
you joking?
So
you find me and you greet me. God says, do this. Apostle told me.
Yes, yes, no, sir.
He even laughed as he told me.
Your
journey has involved being hard.
Even
those who passed have passed, even those who failed have failed. Yes. Those who passed, they passed. Those who failed the test, they failed.
That's
surprising. The world we are going to, there are many lords. Time you are analyzing your Lord, God the Father. The Son, the Holy Spirit, how do they speak? When you reach out, they inquire. You will differentiate from the lords and the gods.
Oh.
That's why perversion has come and comes from.
As
people had stood much and their strength
went.
Why when they came here they fell much? Yeah, they moved under measures controls. Out they failed to learn criterias. The boundaries where they have the limits they have to end. Now you are going to move aimless. God has been controlling you. He teach you how you will move. He guide your feet.
It's
God and man to guide their feet. Don't just move aimless like others. But time is over. The time is up. 1 Corinthians chapter
8.
There where we go, there are many lords.
Abakolinso ekisoke sura ya 8 n'olinyirwa ku 5.
First Corinthians chapter 8 verse 5.
Kubande wankubaddenga waliwo abayitibwa bakatonda oba muggulu oba munsi ngabo waliwo bakatonda abangi n'abami abangi.
For though there be those called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods many and lords many.
Yes.
Those are in the heavens, just them Satan and his fallen angels. All the lords out in this world. Out where you go? In the world, in the fields, there are gods and lords there.
And it's
not the Lord God who created heaven and earth. Learn from here to inquire from him and know how he speaks. I don't know what you will hear out there. God sat you here that you can understand all those things. Because out you will make many friends for yourself in the world.
Yet
the Satan in the friends is not easy to fight. Except one who is in the enemies. One in the friend is very easy many times when he inquire from the Lord. You know, many times Prophet Abraham, I enjoyed him. His friend Sarah told him things. He goes back. Lord, Sarah has said this to me. Should I do it? I don't do it. The Lord told him, don't do that one.
Now,
do as Sarah has said. There is victory at that point.
Bible speaks in the
verse started in faith and in hope.
For
they have spoken with his friend. And he, Lord, my friend Sarah, I've not understood her at this point. Most of us when our friends tell us, we just go. Let's go with it. The Lord has spoken.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's finish the Corinthians.
1
Corinthians chapter 8 verse
6. Omu kitaffe omuva byonna nafe tuli kubwoyo ne mukama waffe omu Yesu Kristo abesaawo byonna era tubesaawo ffe.
But to us there is but one God, the Father of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. Verse 7.
Nayo kutegeeroko tekuli mu bantu bonna naye abalala kubanga bamanyira ebifaananyi okutuusa kaakano balya ng'ekiweereddwa eri ekifaananyi n'omwoyo gwabwe gubaako obunafu gubeera n'empitambi.
But there is not in every man that knowledge, for some with conscience about idols, unto this hour eat it as a thing offered unto an idol, and their conscience being weak is defiled. Yes.
Now,
when you go out and doubt whether it's God you've heard or not, you have sorrow in yourself. And you open up yourself to Satan. And he says, those there are many lords and many gods. Unto us, there is one Lord, God the Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ. And he said that knowledge is not all people. That's what caused you to be brought here.
Get,
understand, to us there is one God. Yes. He's the Father.
No man,
the Son of our Lord Jesus. The Holy Spirit will agree in one.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
amen.
Much.
See, you've recently wasted all your seasons. You didn't discern. Now you're going to move out. And out there, there are many lords. Reach, kneel on your knees to inquire.
All
of them will answer you, even the lords and the gods. What are you going to do at that point? When you speak in the 1 Corinthians chapter 14, he said, verse 10.
Mpozi waliwo mu nsi engeri z'eddoboozi bwe ziti, so si wali ngeri etalina makulu.
There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without meaning. Verse 11.
Kale, bwe simanya makulu g'eddoboozi, ndibeera ng'ajoboja eri oyo ayogera, n'oyo ayogera alibeera ng'ajoboja eri nze.
Therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, I shall be unto him that speaks a foreigner, and he that speaks shall be a foreigner unto me. In the world of many kinds of voices, God wanted you understand the speech all this long. That when you will inquire, what will answer you will be many. But you will be waiting out the voice of the Lord. I don't know whether you reached that level. You speak with your neighbor. They reach that level. For they were being trained, never minded. And the salt apostle insists much on them. He refused them, don't move here. Don't do like this.
Aish. Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
So, engeri yoka,
so the only way overcoming the devils who are within the friends come to fight with us, even to destroy them, to always inquire from the Lord, to serve the Lord with fear, hating evil,
tell
men to depart from evil, even to rejoice with trembling. As
you
leave godliness, you look into godliness. Don't rejoice to the extreme limit God has overflooded me with friends.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They're
going to serve food we eat. They call us the make. Thank you for bringing the worldwide call of redeem the nation. You have sung. Party will come after party.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But in Psalms 41, verse 9, he says this.
Zaburi esulayana mwemu noli nyirwa mwenda.
Psalms chapter 41 verse 9.
Era ne munnange mukwano gwange nze gwenesiga eyalianga ku mmere yange ansitulidde ekisinziiro kye.
Ye, my own familiar friend in whom I trusted, who did eat on my of my bread, has lifted up his heel against me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't
expect friends to do that.
And
they rarely do it willfully. But the evil one,
knows
the fighting of friends is not easy.
Now
what he does, he pass it through them. And he beat you down.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, our Lord Jesus said, you are my fellow man. We pass together. If it was my enemy, at least it would have been okay. I pass with him. He holds my bag of my finances.
55.
It was the enemy. I say fine. But a person I know, my friend, is one who done like this. That's why we are also in the families.
Our friends,
we are brethren. But the measures are all around us.
You
don't know what will come next. Most they say there are many conditions there. There is a lot of godliness there. I know it very well. The fight of the enemy passing through a friend in our friends, our brethren.
They're
not easy. When they do evil on us, Bible says, they were among us, they departed from us, but they were not of our own. See how you waste your friendship, the whole of it. We don't finish us all like that. We are in Psalms.
Zaburi esura ya 55 n'olunyiro 12.
Psalms 55 verse 12.
Kubanga omulabe siye yanvuma nandiyinzizza okugumikiriza sasa oyo eyanchawa eyanegulumizaako nandi ekwese mu maaso ge.
For it was not an enemy that reproached me, then I could have borne it. Neither was he that hated me, that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. Verse 13.
Wabula gwe, muntu munnange, eyatambulanga nange, mukwano gwange, gwenamanyira ennyo.
But it was you, a man my equal, my guide, my close friend. Yes.
Shimurabi.
Not an enemy. That is one who persecuted him.
Would have
bear that. Not one who hated him, that magnified himself against him.
He
would have hid himself from them. But this one is close. Now here,
so
where I say that you may be careful all your days with that friend to which extent Satan can beat both of you. You with your husbands. You with your children. You with your friends as we move in the church. The children of God. The holy ones of God.
Indeed,
out where we go, we are going to make friends. Even some of
what
are going to first rise to fight. Those who first join us initially and their friends. Still they will inject much money within this call.
But
after time, if you are not careful, the same are ones who want to beat this work down. Somebody wondering how we've seen far. But still we're going far. Why is it seen here when you're going far?
If a
person is moving far, they move and look ahead like that.
When
you find them on the road moving, they focus where they're going far.
So
some of them, they are
not.
They cross looking far. They don't look that on the both sides. But it's good to look in
upside
and where you come from. You'll see. But don't go back. No enemy is easy. Unless you hide from him. Because you know him. Yes. But a colleague. That's why ministers in salvation. Men have fallen.
Yes,
between man and woman. Friends. Satan passed within them. Here we are fought with it well. Even now the fight is still moving on. When the man humbles the husband, the wife, the husband is hardened. Let's use God as a government on the earth. Department of church to work, bishops and deacons, judges, elders of church, musicians, teaching priests,
presenting
angels, presenting the Holy Spirit in His fullness, about to activate the central.
Central government.
Department responsible of the natural gifts and callings of the world. And they handle you. Those of the political sector.
God is the political sector.
In both can report you. The case you committed out in the police. You are filled on us here. Now it is like this, brethren. That this fight of friends is not easy. Fighting Satan when he's in the friends. And I told it's made many ministers fall.
For
that man or woman minister failed to see Satan who passed through children.
You
know,
they judge
early. Satan beat him through the children. And the children got corrupted. They are
withdrawn.
And the temple do what they want. Even families
are
not here. And the children got spoiled from you. Though we call them here to be accused, at least you hide them.
Satan
targets you through children. And that one is not easy. You are in love, my child. Get the child. You pamper with your children. You forget that that kind of life.
Ezekiel. 49.
Being haughty. Yes. Satan be gone like that. Sodom. Yes.
Satan built
Sodom and Gomorrah. Some of what it began with. Haughty in pride. You pamper the child like that. Brethren. Now your enemies and the friends. If it's your wife. You may say Satan is one who has stuck and is here. There is no Satan here.
Yes.
It is me. But all things done is of evil. They must be Lucifer around. Everywhere there is confusion, there are evil
arts.
Where there are all evil cards, this one who fights all righteousness.
Oh, yes, Satan.
That is Satan. Me, baby, I'm the one. Tears. If the man is
here,
I am a man now, I'm manifesting my manhood. Yeah, Lucifer.
Say
that when he targets women, they can cry tears. That's why you're crying. I don't know. I'm in that mood.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Satan when he's in friends. It's not easy. There you must be inquiring from the Lord much. You are sober. You see very well.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Keep your brother missing these last services.
These
are last services. As we enter the world, they have seen much sorrow for them. Many things are missing.
And
when a child are going to marriage or to marry, there are things they charge them, the last words are very important. Now if you miss them, you are in serious problems. You go tomorrow, get married. And the mother had the last secret. She knew it's a weapon she used, which is better live, survive long in the marriage. Yes. And the father has the word he wants to tell you, child, need to keep this your mother. This one is the trick, the last trick. Now in those last moments, most they told us we are going to campaign and do revival.
The
apostle is not on the pulpit. There are ministers there. But the enemy with the friends is not easy.
Yeah.
We said, you, my fellow man, whom we are equal,
my guide,
and my close friend. Mukwano gwange dala. He's close. You know, you plan with him great words. You still remember the careful things they planned, the reason of this time. If you just get what tape by the reason.
But
they bring the reason together. Read verse 14, we hear, see.
Zaburi esulayata anomutano nolinyiro kuminanya.
Psalms 55, verse 14.
Tuwate sanga evigambo ne sanyo fembi. Tuwata ambulanga mnyumba ya katonda nechivina.
We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company. They took sweet counsel.
The
company of God ministering.
Hey.
Yes. You know when God had moved in the garden with
and
the cherub known as Lucifer too, they moved together there until he fell and he became Satan. He went back alone by himself. He attacked man in the garden. As we are here, he's in Judas. The things I would have enlightened them. Now Judas is a friend of Jesus. Holds even the money. But he's going to sell him. Jesus doesn't do this. Satan has entered. What you do it quickly. Now there's this one.
Peter.
Every time he speaks things, Jesus would not die. He puts him aside. He
does
Satan.
He's
on a friend.
One
day of charge. You take care of my sheep. Yes. That point is very tricky. When you come by the next time, I'll tell you. You may sell Jesus. You may sell the truth. You may bend down downfall knowledge you yourself
was
feeding it. You
held
the back of it. You supported us rich here. Praise Jesus much.
Amen.
You friend, a great friend, close.
So
say, Apostle.
That's
some people they think. Maybe how do I do things? Me, I know my friends, all of you. Even when the enemy pass through you, I see him.
Hallelujah.
Why has he brought close that person with those manners? Come close, Lucifer. I beat that head.
This
person I draw close and it's become dangerous here.
And
say, why is he drawing him close? Me too have understood. Satan wanted I draw them close and they make me fall.
Now,
I quickly bring him close, beat the Satan there. May the Lord bless you.
We
meet on the other day. God rest 3 other days. Come back in preparation.
This
service will come after 3 days again. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.